This is the American Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. An independent federal agency has found that President Trump's new North American trade agreement would give the U.S. economy only a modest boost. The International Trade Commission saying last week that Trump's U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement would lift the U.S. economy by $68 billion and add 176,000 jobs 6 years after it takes effect. Skeptics say that's barely a ripple in a $21 trillion a year economy and a job market of almost 151 million people. U.S. and Japanese negotiators wrapped up 2 days of trade talks last week in Washington. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is extremely optimistic about a potential deal.
We've got such a great relationship, government to government, that we don't believe we will have the same issues that we've had in the past with the Chinese. They are willing to be at the table. They want to be at the table. They understand the value of U.S. beef. They know that their consumers demand our product. So they have a lot of motivation to be at the table. If you'll recall back when TPP was the subject of the day, one of the reasons why both the United States and Japan wanted to be a part of it was because of the opportunities to better that relationship. And of course for us, it's taking that 39.5% tariff down to something much lower. Japan was our number one market in 2018, did just right at $2 billion worth of business with them, but that was at a 38.5% tariff, and everybody just needs to remember that a tariff is nothing more than a tax. If we can take that down, then that will give us an opportunity to have even more success in that market. And of course, we're watching our main competitors, Canada and Australia, because they have the tariff advantage over us, because the TPP did move forward with all the other 11 countries except for us. And because of that, they could very easily start taking some of our share. Now, we're watching that very closely to see if that's the case, but it also gives us some incentive to try to get these talks concluded as quickly as possible so that way we can try to catch up with Canada and Mexico in terms of that decrease of tariff.
More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
In the long-standing war on weeds, wheat growers have always armed themselves against broadleaves and grasses. Two different enemies, two different herbicides. But now, there's a better way. Introducing Batalium cross-spectrum herbicide. With three distinct modes of action, Batalium controls both hard-to-kill grasses and broadleaves in a single application. Ask your retailer about Batalium. More than a herbicide, it's an elite weed-fighting machine. Always read and follow label directions.
Did you know you can listen to the latest podcast of Adams on Agriculture or hear the top news and weekend review from the American Ag Network on your Amazon Alexa?
Play my flash briefing.
Use the Alexa app to search for the podcast you want to play. Search for Adams on Agriculture to learn about the issues affecting agriculture each weekday.
Welcome to Adams on Agriculture.
Or you can search for the American Ag Network.
This is the American Ag Network Week in Review. I'm Sabrina Hill.
Stay up to date on agriculture with the sound of your voice on your Amazon device. Cattle and calves on feed, according to USDA, totaling 12 million head on April 1st. The inventory 2% above a year ago, the highest April 1st inventory since the series began back in 1996. Overnight electronic trade, soybean futures 1 to 2 lower. This is the American Ag Network.